Wow, Uncle Ben, I've seen this workshop from the street but have never been inside. This place is amazing. Man, if I had a shop like this, I'd never come out. What's that over there on the shelf?
Oh, that? That's my prototype for a self-repairing clock. It was supposed to fix itself when it stopped, but as you can see, it's still not moving.
You could just put a new battery in it, you know?
Well, I'll be darned. You are a smart one. You might even be cleverer than your mom.
Ha, and these tools on the table? They look unusual.
Those are custom tools I made for building the clock. This one here is a gear aligner. That one, a spring compressor.
What about these little metal pieces?
These are part of an idea for an automatic shoelacer for tying shoes. Haven't quite cracked it yet, but someday.
Who would need something like that?
Well, people with big bellies like me and your aunt, for instance. Don't tell her I said that. But it's not easy work reaching down there and trying to tie something up you can't even see.
Haha, that's funny. Don't worry, I won't tell her.
And what are you laughing at? You've got just one arm. How do you tie your shoes?
Difficultly. And I'm a limber, skinny guy. I can do it by myself, but if my little brother's around, I usually just pay him a nickel to do it for me. So, okay, I get it now.
Yep, there are always problems out there that need a solution.
Hey, why don't you invent a cheap but useful prosthetic hand?
Well, I don't need one.
But
why don't you invent one? It's pretty easy to do. Get on YouTube and you'll see regular folks inventing all sorts of prosthetics these days, out of simple materials that you would never even believe.
You really think I could be an inventor?
You already are, Thomas. You just haven't realized it. We all are inventors to one degree or another. Now run to the corner and get me a battery for this dang clock.